Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us here on Press TV's Top 5. Now, Russian foreign minister says trade with Iran will not depend on, quote, the U.S. whim. Sergey Lavrov added that remaining signatories to the 2015 nuclear deal work out new ways of trading with Tehran if the U.S. restored sanctions against the Islamic Republic. He made the remarks following a meeting with his counterparts from Iran, Britain, France, Germany, and China in Vienna, meeting dealt with Washington's withdrawal from the nuclear agreement. Joining us out of Irvine for more on the story is Mr. Paul Sheldon Foote, professor at Cal State University. Hello, Professor. Thank you for joining us. Now, we saw that you offered Tehran a package which Tehran wasn't too happy with. Seemed like the EU was trying to kind of play both sides of the fence, appease Washington, yet try to keep the accord alive. But we have Russia now saying they're going to do what it takes to keep this accord moving in the right direction. Your thoughts, please.
Well, I applaud the vague description of coming to help Iran with respect to trade. I think playing two sides is a great way to label this. In the Middle East, where I used to work, people use the word munafiqin, meaning hypocrites. If these other countries really wanted to help Iran, they could do such things as France could close the MEK communist terrorist headquarters that had a rally just a few days ago. Germany has made billions of dollars selling nuclear-enabled submarines to Israel, and Israel has terrorized not only the Middle East, but Europe with threats to use them. Russia has cut deals with Gazprom, with a drilling company in Israel, to develop natural gas transportation systems. For decades, Israel has been selling missile, laser, and aircraft technology to communist China, knowing that communist China wants very much to become a major military power and threaten the rest of the world. United Kingdom is Israel's third largest trading partner in the Middle East. I mean, all of these countries who are claiming to come to the help of Iran have their own little agenda. And yes, the United States is run by some very terrible Zionist and neo-Trotskyite or neoconservative leaders and American voters who don't know what's going on. But these other folks are what we call in the Middle East, munafiqin.
So are you saying it doesn't look too good for Iran at this point, that even some of its friends, so-called friends, may be compromised?
Iran lives in a very vicious neighborhood surrounded by a lot of bad monsters. And yes, they come to help, but they come at a price. No help is free. And I feel sorry. I mean, this is not the first time either. I mean, a century ago, you had a book written by an American on the strangling of Persia. Foreign powers have been cutting concession deals with past shahs for more than a century, trying to steal resources from the Iranian people and keep them weak. We just have a larger collection of monsters around in the world today who come claiming to help.
Thank you for joining us there, Professor. Out of Irvine, California, Paul Sheldon Foote, Professor at Cal State University.